Hey everyone, welcome to the A to Z of Sex with me, Dr. Lori Beth Bisbee. I'm a sex and intimacy coach and a psychologist, and I have spent the last 30 plus years helping people to create and maintain meaningful relationships containing sizzling sex without the shame. We're working our way through the erotic alphabet one letter at a time. Today the letter is L, and L is for lips and other erogenous zones. So for clarity, an erogenous zone is a spot on the body that when stimulated adds to our arousal, or a part of the body that causes sexual excitation. Joining me today is Raylene Teskoski of stand-up comedy Sex Ed, and I'm really excited to welcome her back. We always have a good time. Raylene developed her unique mix of sex ed and stand-up comedy in living rooms throughout New England. For 12 years, she's educated women about how their bodies work and why they work that way. And along the way, she's gained some hilarious universal truths and insights that leave her guests roaring with laughter and a sense of relief that it's not just me. Stand-up comedy Sex Ed is about taking the living room on the road and letting everyone hear what we've been talking about in private. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me back. That's a really long intro.
Not really. I mean, I did one a couple of weeks ago that was like 9 paragraphs.
Oh my God.
Look. I like people to know who they're listening to. So, you know, this is a fun one for me. I always think that the biggest erogenous zone we have is the brain.
Yeah. Agreed.
So I always like to start there. And I think people don't think a lot about remembering that most sex starts in the head, not in the body.
Well, I have
but still in the body. It's just not in the, it's still the body. It's because the brain is in the body, obviously.
Right. But sometimes somebody has to stimulate a part of my body to turn my brain on to say, oh, well, this is what we're doing now.
Okay. So yeah, no. So, I mean, I would agree that for some people touch first.
Yeah.
Talk second. But for a lot of people, particularly in the courting stages, turn on the brain and the body
right.
will follow.
Right.
And turning on the brain doesn't necessarily mean talking. I mean, it can mean watching a movie. It can mean sending an image. It can mean sexting. It can mean sharing erotica or pornography. I mean, there's all sorts of ways of doing it.
It could just be looking so damn good.
I know. I mean, seriously.
Smelling good.
Thirst traps, right? On, oh my God.
Thirst Smiles. Traps
on Tic Tac, you know.
Oh, right.
Gosh. There are times. But so here's one. Okay, so we talk about erogenous zones. I have a thing about voices.
Yeah. I like a good, deep, husky, sexy voice.
I like a good bass. I mean, give me a bass and I just cool. Shakira Sean, who is Leather Family and also and friends and, you know, also an author of amazing erotica, has this wonderful deep bass voice. And I repeatedly told him that I could listen to him read the dictionary.
Right.
Like, just talk to me. I don't care what you say. Just talk and keep talking. But what I noticed is that although obviously I like visuals, most people do, but that's not my biggest one. And so sometimes like I hear a voice and an accent and it's like, whoa. And there was a guy on TikTok the other day who was, doing this one particular sound, but they have to say it. It's not like a lip sync. And, he's Scottish and he's got this deep Scottish voice with this wonderful Scottish kind of growly Scottish accent. I was just like, oh my God. And he was like, if you think that's hot, put it in the comments or something like that. And I just was like, no words, fire, 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 fire. Just like, woo.
And my husband used to do the Tigger growl, you know, Tigger he would do that little growl and I'd be like, ooh.
So there's that. And then, you know, then when we start talking about erogenous zones on the body, like, okay, skin.
Yeah.
Skin.
Touch.
Touch anywhere on the body can be erogenous. And people sometimes think, well, what? Like anywhere? Like anywhere.
Oh, anywhere.
We've got nerve endings everywhere.
You ever just been in a bar and there's a hot guy and he just brushes by you and just like brushes your forearm and you're like, I'm going to go home and rub that forearm when I get home. the whole body. Yes.
But the hair stands up. That's one that I like. It's the energy of someone. So we're talking touch. I'm going to go back before touch. The energy of somebody. So they're close to you. You're in their energetic sphere, right? And energy is a big thing for me, or they don't necessarily have to even be close to you, but that's another thing. But there are some times where the energy of somebody will just make all the hair start to move on the body. It's like, oh, and I'm tingling, or my stomach drops.
One of the things that I find, like, I read a lot, and sometimes I read erotica, but that'll turn me on in a certain way. The books that are really well written are the moments before the person kisses the first time. When they're just in a movie, on TV, in books, that moment where they're in that period where they haven't touched yet, but they both want to, and the energy between them is crackling. Even on, like, I'm really reading a very basic novel right now. This is not an erotic novel. But they're in that part where they're both into each other and they haven't gone so. And I'm just like looking at my husband. I'm like, should I take this moment to introduce nap time? But no, because I have a podcast.
Yeah. I mean, it is interesting to me because there's something about that anticipation.
Yeah.
That adds into it. And so sometimes I had a partner who used to not kiss. He used to almost kiss.
Mm.
So you would feel his breath and smell him. And that would go on forever. I mean, you know, he wouldn't kiss till.
Yeah.
Down the road, right? You know, to the point where you were screaming. And I remember thinking, I have a thing about having my hair touched. Okay, so there's one. Scalp, for some people, is just. Like if a person, but for me, it's not just the scalp, although the scalp is amazing. But there's a particular way that somebody can grip my hair and it's at the bottom part of the skull. So we're not talking pull or yank. That's a different thing for another day, but it's a grip. And so it's usually get a handful and just a slight turn. So it's it's a gentle tug. That I just lose the ability to speak. And I remember the last time I saw him, in my head, I just kept thinking, oh, please touch my hair. Please touch my hair. And well, I couldn't say anything.
As you know, I don't have any hair. Like, I have very short hair. And in one of my comedy bits, I talk about that. Because, like, I love a good just hold it. You don't really have to do anything. But now my hair is really short. And so I said, guys, just be aware that holding your hair here feels really good. From behind, if you grab my bangs, now it feels a little rapey. So slow down.
Yeah. But there's something about the follicles and the way, and I mean, that's the thing. It's like, so what makes one kind of a pull or a touch of the hair erogenous and another feel not so good? I mean, you know, I mean, I'm into BDSM, so like a hair pull can feel good to me in a different way. But when you're talking about just purely erogenous, it's something about the grip and the tug. And I think it's the way it pulls on the scalp.
Probably.
But I'm not sure. It's just outrageously hot. But it differs from person to person. There are people who have body parts that if you touch them, they will kill you.
Right.
Right? I know more than one person who has an aversion to having their feet touched to the point where they can't have a doctor look at their feet. I mean, they're virtually phobic, or they are phobic. So I know more than one person like that, where it's like, you know, where some people might think a really good foot massage can be really erogenous. They're like, yeah, don't.
I like a good foot massage. know? And I know it's a little weird, but I do like having my big toe sucked on.
Well, that's not so weird. You say it's weird, but actually that's incredibly common. And again, it's about the nerve endings that you've got there. And people are like, nerve endings in your toes? Well, yeah. How do you think you balanced?
Right. Well, when I tell people, I tell women specifically, it is the closest thing that you will ever get to feeling what it feels like to have a penis and have somebody else's mouth on it. Because it's some that you would not believe the heat and the softness that is involved inside of a mouth, because we don't have anything to put in a mouth. But you put a toe in the mouth and all of a sudden you're like, oh, that's why you like that so much. So
I'm particularly not toes for me, fingers. Suck on my fingers, that'll do it. So we are a couple of minutes from break, of course, because this always goes quickly. When we come back, we're going to talk more erogenous zones. What I would like to say is not to forget that you can write in and comment or ask questions. I would be really interested to hear from any of you. What are your absolute secret weapons when it comes to erogenous zones? And what are the absolute no-go, the quickest way to turn you off? So if you're listening and you feel like volunteering it, remember, you can do it anonymously. You can do it via email, and I will not use your name unless you give me permission to do so. But I'd really like to hear from you guys. What do you think? We'll be back after some words from our sponsors.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective, plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite hosts. It's just a click away at blog.voiceamerica.com. That's blog.voiceamerica.com. The Voice America Press Blog. All access, all the time.
Take us on the go. It's even easier now. The Voice America Talk Radio Network has a mobile app for iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle. Visit the Apple App Store, Amazon, or Google Play to download the app powered by Aircast. It's free and no registration is necessary. In minutes, you could be enjoying your favorite Voice America Talk Radio host no matter where you are, in the car, out and about, while traveling, or anytime you can't be close to your computer. Catch up on the archives you've missed or discover new shows on the spot. Search Voice America at your favorite app store.
Tune in to the Voice America Variety Channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics, reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
This is the A to Z of Sex, featuring Dr. Lori Beth Bisbee. We know you have questions. We welcome you to call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Feeling a bit shy? It's okay. Dr. Lori Beth loves to read your emails too. Send them to Lori Beth at drloribethbisbee.com. Now, more of the A to Z of Sex.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the A to Z of Sex with me, Dr. Lori Beth Bisbee. And this week it is L is for Lips and Other Erogenous Zones. And I am with the marvelous Raylene Toskoski. And this is part two. So let's talk about lips, since I mentioned that in the title.
Which set, Lori?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Which set of lips?
So I love kissing. Kissing is like, I miss makeout sessions. I miss them.
Yeah, I know people seem to, as they are in relationships longer, that often goes by the wayside. Yeah. And people become more goal-oriented, which decreases pleasure in my experience.
Well, we're not decreasing the pleasure, that I can assure you. But we
have good.
86th the pleasure. And I think there's medical reasons that that has happened. We have 86th the kissing, not the pleasure. Pleasure's fine. Mm-hmm. I do miss kissing. That's what I would be back in the day when I would go to clubs. I would be like a kissing slut. I wouldn't go home with a bunch of guys, but I could kiss three or four in one night and be like, thanks.
Well, I mean, it is that your lips are incredibly erogenous and you've got tons and tons of nerve endings there. And, you know, it's sometimes people forget that it isn't just the outer part of the lips or the tongue. You know, you get like the inner part of the lips behind, and that can be incredibly, incredibly intense. And a little nibble
on the lips. Yeah.
Yeah. So pretty amazing. A bad kisser. Yeah, that would be the end of the relationship for me.
Yeah. I just once saw a guy who had too much spit in his mouth when he was talking. And I was like, no, like all things, other things being equal, do not bring that slobber jaw near me.
So yeah, there are definitely, you know, there are definitely things. So the lips are definitely, and then, you know, if you're talking about a vulva, the lips are an amazing place to pay attention to. And a lot of times people miss that because they're really focused on the clitoris or they're really focused on going into the vagina and they actually miss the sensitivity of both sets of lips.
Right.
Which is massively sensitive. Oral stimulation is incredible. Digital stimulation works really well as well. There's all sorts of things you can do, different patterns, different textures.
Have you ever heard the one where they tell the guys to do the alphabet?
No, that sounds like it might be interesting.
Yeah, do the alphabet all around. And I'm like, just dot the I, just dot the I.
So you're going to do the alphabet all around.
Yeah.
Well, I think what I would say is anything, any kind of rigid techniques probably won't fly. Somebody will get frustrated at some point in the middle of it. So you can do the alphabet, but you better be observing what's happening down there.
Speak in cursive.
Yeah. Cursive works. But yeah, I mean, and oftentimes that's forgotten. There's also this thing of embarrassment for some folk around the way their mound is and maybe how puffy their mound is or how fat their mound is. And so there can be embarrassment and discomfort around that, even though it's a thing.
Right.
Right. Fupa is a thing. It's a cool thing.
I was just going to say fupa.
Yeah. I mean, it's a cool thing. And yet a lot of people who have them are like, yeah, no, I don't really want to talk about that. And they tear them down and, you know, they take an attitude or they think they need surgery, which is ridiculous. And actually, if there's a function to this, this is protecting all the more vulnerable bits.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's there for. So you should like it. And it's also really cool to stimulate.
Right.
It also means if somebody is leaning in some way, shape, or form, there's a cushion that they're leaning on.
It's a great place to put a forehead if you're getting tired with your neck, guys.
Absolutely. And it won't feel all horrible. Okay, so yeah. I just had a listener write in and suggest vulva lips being nibbled with punctuations on the clit, with teeny tiny nibbles on the clitoris.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a good one.
My husband likes to do like Morse code on it.
Uh huh.
I don't know what he's saying, but I'm paying attention.
Yeah, you would do. Yeah, lips. Don't forget the lips.
Top and bottom.
Yep. All of them. Other erogenous zones. The eyebrow. What is it about the eyebrow?
I don't know. Nobody's ever tried the eyebrow on me before.
It's like a nibble or a kiss on the eyebrow.
I think it's, yeah, I think if it was when the mouth, like if somebody's up there like massaging it, I would be like, stop. But yeah, no, a nibble.
No.
On the ears?
Yeah.
Oh, behind the ears?
Oh, behind the ears. Absolutely. Right? There's a spot behind the ear. Well, there's, you know, there's the jugular vein as well. You know, there's a spot under and behind the ear. There's two different spots on me that I just will reduce me to tears. Behind the ears, on the ears. I'm not too fond of somebody sticking their tongue in my ear.
No, no.
So some people are really fond of that. Some people find that really erogenous.
No.
I'm less fond of that. I much prefer nibbling. Nibbling that's along
a,
places.
That's a wet willy. That's not
it's a wet
sexy.
Willy? you know in the UK, a willy is a penis, right?
So yeah, no.
That was a very different image for all the British people listening. You know, it was a wet willy in the air. Be like,
wet willy is when they lick, when like just put spit on the end of their finger and stick it in your ear. That's a, it's called a wet willy here. I mean, I don't know that. Yeah, I don't know. It's just a stupid thing people do sometimes.
Okay.
I think it was back in the day they did it more. I don't think there's a ton of people running around doing it now, but no, thank you. Do not lick in my ear. I've had somebody do that, and it just sounds like a dog just blah, 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 in your ear. And I'm like, that's not sexy. Knock it off.
Yeah, no, my puppy attempts to do that on a fairly regular basis, and I fight him off. So I'm probably not going to enjoy that so much from a partner.
The spine.
So the ears, the spine. That's an interesting one.
Mm.
What kinds of textures on the spine?
Just nibbles down the spine, or light finger taps down the spine all the way down to the, like the small of your back, where you can just, or all the way up to the hairline where the grab is. So it's kind of like a leading edge.
So one of the things that comes to mind when you're doing this with somebody, if you're starting to explore somebody's body, again, communication is really essential. People have different areas of injury that you might not expect. Somebody's got neck issues. Even the lightest tap on the spine might make them anxious, not because it hurts per se, but because they're anxious that something's going to happen to destabilize or hit the pain cue, whatever
right.
that is. So it's always really worth knowing what, you know, what your partner's health status is and whether there are no-go areas. And again, like I said earlier, some people have areas where it's like, oh God, don't touch that part of my body.
Right.
One of the things that I find is that frequently when people decide they're going to explore a body, there still seems to be a time limit on the exploration, right? They either
working or not working, be done.
But what's interesting is that for some reason people feel they need to always explore everything. Right? So if you're going to explore your lover's body with your tongue, then you must make sure that you hit every erogenous zone you can think of, and you know, and then you know, do whatever else you're going to do, but that it, there's something kind of methodical about it that suggests that you need to do it. Whereas actually, you know, you can have different sessions where you spend time focusing on a particular part of the body.
Right. See, we're on opposite ends of the spectrum. I think we've talked about this before, where you would like to like do the hours and hours. And I'm like, get me aroused, get me off, and let's be done. Like, I don't like hours and hours. I have, my ADD is way too intense to ever spend hours doing anything. So for me, it, you know, it's like that worked. And I'm pretty clean and clear about it too. And I'm like, that worked. Let's go.
Well, I'm, it depends. I mean, I don't always like hours. Sometimes that's really annoying to me. I mean, it just depends. I mean, and this is the thing, you know, most people, these things vary by mood and by partner sometimes. by a level of arousal when you start. Like if you're already three quarters of the way to an orgasm, you don't want somebody to draw this out for hours. It's just going to piss you off, right? But sometimes people rush through things because they're not comfortable with someone exploring their body. And that's when, even if you're not into BDSM, a little judicious restraint can be really useful. Hmm. Consent, of course, where you are being asked to receive. So sometimes people are like, okay, you can touch me for 3 minutes. Now I'm going to do to you. Don't touch me. Right. Don't touch me. And so sometimes being forced to just receive can be really great and really intense. And you can find out erogenous zones you didn't know about by doing that. If somebody does a good job of it. So we are a couple of minutes from break again. When we get back, we're going to do more. I have one in my inbox. So we'll start with the one in my inbox after we have some words from our sponsors. Don't forget, you can keep writing in. We'll see you all in a couple of minutes.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Can grief be good for you? Absolutely. It gets your attention, helping you evaluate your choices and relationships. Your losses define who you are. Tune in each week for Good Grief with host Cheryl Jones. Our show features those who have made incredible transformations by grieving their losses. You'll learn how to find your courage and strength. You'll discover the important things in your life and how to let go of things that are less important. Good Grief airs live Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Abre mi corazón.
There is a difference in health and wellness programs. There can be mainstream programs, and then there is something extra. That something extra is called tips to keep you healthy, happy, and motivated with your host, Kristen Harper. If you want to hear some behind-the-scenes talk radio when it comes to health and wellness, the why as well as the how, be sure to tune in each week. This show will inspire you to be healthy and happy for life, as well as become the best version of yourself. Listen Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you ready to live to 100? Join Dr. Joe Casciani and his program that shows us that age is just a number. You can age with fresh and inspiring perspectives, whether it's staying physically fit or keeping mentally fit. With great stories, plenty of advice about successful aging, and brighter outlooks, you just might join those who are living to 100. The Living to 100 Club is broadcast live every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
We're on the pulse of the world with great shows and hosts. The Voice America Health and Wellness Channel is also on Twitter. We've got ideas to keep you healthy, breaking health news, and more. Follow us on Twitter at Voice AM Health. That's at Voice AM Health.
This is the A to Z of Sex, featuring Dr. Lori Beth Bisbee. We know you have questions. We welcome you to call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Feeling a bit shy? It's okay. Dr. Lori Beth loves to read your emails too. Send them to Lori Beth at drloribethbisbee.com. Now, more of the A to Z of Sex.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the A to Z of Sex with me, Dr. Lori Beth Bisbee. And this week it is L is for lips and other erogenous zones. And I am joined by the incredible Raylene Teskoski. And this is part three. So I had a listener write in another couple. So I said I would start with that. Inhaling softly over the ear, kissing the small of the back.
Yep.
And kissing the crease where the thigh meets the butt on the back of the thigh.
Oh, yeah. Anything in that area.
Yep. And actually, that area is often known as a sweet spot. And so, even again, if you're not into pain, but you know, like a light spanking becomes something that's fun, that if you get that area where you kind of, it's a slight scoop and lift and you end up in that area, it's sensitive in a really good way. It's that same area. So other erogenous zones that I think of, I think unusual ones, the inside of the wrist, the inside of the elbow, and behind the knees.
These are all pulse points, so it's not a surprise.
Yep.
All of the things that we've pretty much mentioned, other than the spine and the small and the back, are all pulse points. So it's not a surprise that those are erogenous areas, because there are areas where the blood is closest to the surface of the skin and the vessels are closest to the surface of the skin. So you're just really right getting into their blood.
Yes.
Heating them right up.
Yep. It's direct heat. I love that one.
Yeah.
And yes, any of the pulse points on the body usually make really good erogenous zones. On people who have bollocks.
Yes. I can't answer for those. I can't tell you what feels good on my balls.
Well, I don't have any, but I know plenty of people who do. And on people who do, on the ball sack, these are things you need to be careful with, right? If you're going to be nibbling on a woman's nether lips.
Nether,
nibble, not
chomp,
right? And not unless you want to torture the person.
Right.
But the same thing with the ball sack, I mean, to just kind of suck bits into your mouth, maybe graze your teeth, maybe not. So it's just like you're pulling.
Or, I would say it's similar but more gentle than what we were just talking about with the back of our neck. Like a gentle squeeze and a gentle pull. And, you know, obviously we stay very gentle, but I think I read about that in Cosmo one time and I was like, really? Squeeze the balls? And so then I tried it and, you know, very gentle and a very gentle tug and, didn't get any complaints.
You know, one of the things that's suggested in terms of the nape of the neck as to why that is so exciting is because it's a vulnerable place.
Yeah, because you could die.
Right. I mean, so then when...
For me also, and I know this terrifies people, for me, sometimes a little squeeze in the neck.
Well, but
I
was just about to talk about that. So there are different things that you're doing when you squeeze the neck. Sometimes when you're squeezing the neck, you're squeezing and you're controlling breath by squeezing the windpipe area. So, these are the kinds of things we say, don't try this at home. These are quite dangerous things to do. You really need to understand anatomy. And even if you know exactly what to do and you understand anatomy, it doesn't mean that there won't be an accident. So there's the disclaimer. But yes, that kind of squeeze out on the neck and actually cutting the breath off that way can be really cool. There's a different kind of control, which is the blood. So that's pressing and stopping blood flow on the arteries. That will cause somebody to pass out if you do it for too long. Again, this can also cause damage, but is really hot. So, you know, it's one of those things. But you can do breath control by grabbing a person's face, or one that I didn't know about, which is pretty outrageous, is breathe into a person's lungs.
So like CPR style? Like CPR style?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. And you're breathing with them. I have a partner who did that. And... it's pretty intense.
Yeah.
Pretty intense. So it's another way of playing with breath. And in fact, and that's a less dangerous way of playing with breath. Sunny Megatron did a TikTok where she was talking about the fact that you could grab someone's face and control their breath by making them hold it rather than cutting it off here.
All right.
And ordering them to hold their breath. Right. Counting down. And then if it got too much, they could just let it go. So, you know, you're not going to go too far.
Right. So
there's a variety of ways of using interfering with breathing and blood flow because it is really erogenous for a lot of people.
Yeah. I like just a little bit, like, you know.
Yeah. But even just a little bit. So, you know, some people like a lot. They like choking.
Yeah. But I had an ex-husband who was abusive, and that was his favorite way to stop me from talking. So no, I'm not into like that. Did not turn me on.
No, well, that wouldn't be much fun. But that is definitely something like for some people, it is incredibly hot. Here's another one: armpits.
Hmm. Okay. Now, you don't have me there.
I am highly ticklish. Mm-hmm. And so if you're going to do anything with my feet, it's got to be done in a certain way, because if you tickle my feet, it's just everything ruins it. Same thing with my armpits. Like, I don't want somebody licking my arm. It'll make me laugh.
Right. Well, right. I almost just gagged thinking about that. So somebody licking my armpit. So,
yeah, I mean, it doesn't upset me. It just doesn't turn me on, and it doesn't upset me. But for some people, that's like, ooh, you know, if you touch too light, you absolutely
tickle. Yeah.
Here's another one. The fingertips. Your fingertips are the most sensitive part of your body to touch.
That is true.
And so to actually play at arousing the fingertips is really sensuous. So that's like a gnaw on, a rub, use different textures. Like what, if you put on a leather glove and run that over.
I didn't even think about that. I do remember once upon a time, like all I ever did with this kid was hold hands, but we would just hold hands for hours. And it wasn't like we were just holding hands. We were playing with each other's hands. And that was super erotic. I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah. Incredibly erotic. So also the palms of your hands,
mm-hmm.
The fingertips are the most sensitive, but also the palms of your hands. So nails on that, you know, teeth, tongue, breath, using your fingers, and then using textures. And I'm a big fan of textures. So and we talk about pervertibles, which are things that you might have around the house that you could use for sexual purpose.
Pervertibles.
It's kinky people learn about pervertibles. So like, you know, okay, so like you can go and you can buy, I'll give an example. You can go and you can buy
a hairbrush.
Right. Buy a really expensive paddle, and you can spend a lot of money on it, and it's out of, you know, oga wood, and it's been lovingly polished or stuff. Or you can go get a paint stir at B&Q.
Or like I said, a hairbrush, because on one side it's a paddle and on the other side it's either has soft or textured bristles.
Yeah, so it's a different sensation. So pervertibles, there's so many things. And so I encourage people. One of the activities I like to do with couples is to get people, and I do this in workshops, is to get people thinking about what they can actually use and creating your own kit. I used to, I know where it is too. I still have a texture kit that I used to bring out when I did workshops in person, which included velvet, silk, leather, smooth leather, rough leather, sandpapers, a couple of different grades of sandpaper for gritty textures, really smooth plastic, you know, and just gathered all this stuff, rough fabric,
glass,
and another one is not just glass, but
stone,
steel,
yep.
Stainless steel. Oh my God. Stainless steel dildos are like amazing.
Just like my glass. It's smooth. It could be warm. It could be cold. It could be hot.
Yeah.
Always sexy.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's another thing, which is that temperature changes erogenous zones as well.
Yeah.
Right. Like glass and steel in terms of dildos and toys, one of the exciting things about them is that the temperature change.
Right.
Yeah.
Love the temperature change. So I have really, like I said earlier, really bad ADD, and I have stimulation. I get overstimulated really easily. So anything that vibrates, anything that lights up, anything that's making a noise, forget about it. Right. It's just, And it, you know, if somebody makes a smacking sound, I'm just like, I'm out of it. Like all of a sudden I'm not aroused. And it's like, look, if you can't do it quietly, don't do it.
So you talked about like, yeah. And my husband calls it Dom Depot, you know, pervertibles from floor to ceiling. Chains. I mean, there's all sorts of things. And this is like, it's not about S&M. This is just about being, being
aroused,
sensual and aroused. You can go to the harder ends of things, but you can absolutely avoid those and still play in the same areas and use some of the same techniques. So believe it or not, we are 2 minutes from break. When we get back to the last section, we'll talk about some of the odder ones or the ones that people forget more, and a little bit about some of the more common ones that we haven't talked about yet, like nipples, which we haven't talked about.
And erogenous zones people are afraid to talk about.
And erogenous zones people are afraid to talk about. We need to talk about the butt.
We need to talk about the butt.
And so we talk about the butt a lot, the true butt.
Really all the time.
But we do need to talk about the butt. So we'll do that when we get back after some words from our sponsors. And we'll see you then.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective, plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite hosts. It's just a click away at blog.voiceamerica.com. That's blog.voiceamerica.com. The Voice America Press Blog. All access, all the time.
We're with you wherever Alexa and Google are. At home, in the car, on your smart TV, and your connected devices.
Hey, Alexa.
Hey, Google. Play my favorite Voice America podcast on TuneIn.
It's just that easy. But make sure you actually mention the name of the podcast show to make it work.
We're on the pulse of the world with great shows and hosts. The Voice America Health and Wellness Channel is also on Twitter. We've got ideas to keep you healthy, breaking health news, and more. Follow us on Twitter at Voice AM Health. That's at Voice AM Health.
Functional Medicine with Dr. Robbins looks at how natural healing and biological dentistry can safely and effectively treat most health problems. You'll hear about the innovations in both traditional and alternative medicine therapies with doctors and dentists, along with discussions with chiropractors, medical experts, homeopaths, naturopaths, and energetic healers. It's great to have all the best information in one place. And Functional Medicine with Dr. Robbins brings it all together. Listen Thursdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is the A to Z of Sex, featuring Dr. Lori Beth Bisbee. We know you have questions. We welcome you to call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Feeling a bit shy? It's okay. Dr. Lori Beth loves to read your emails too. Send them to Lori Beth at drloribethbisbee.com. Now, more of the A to Z of Sex.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the A to Z of Sex with me, Dr. Lori Beth Bisbee, and this is part four of L is for Lips and Other Erogenous Zones, and I am joined by Raylene Tuskoski of stand-up comedy Sex Ed. So, we need to talk about the things we haven't so far. So, let's start with butts, because we mentioned it just before.
Yeah, I like we have talked about before, I'm not big on anal play, but you know, you run a tongue or a finger or a toy over that general area and I am going through the roof, like, and not in a bad way. I'm like, you know, stop, don't stop. Right? It's almost a guarantee straight. As long as we're already in the mood, it's a guarantee. I'm ready. Let's just get this done. And yeah. I think it's that way for a lot of people, but we don't want to say that because we don't want people to think we're into butt stuff.
Yep. Yep. And so you have an incredible number of nerve endings and uranus, that area. Remember that the clitoris, most of it is internal, and you can reach parts of the clitoris through the anus. And if you have a prostate, that is also reached through the anus. So there's an awful lot that you can do. It can be incredibly erogenous. Take it slow, take it slow, take it slow is what I always say to people. Experiment. Don't rush with that area, because people tend to tense up because they feel it's taboo or
it's uncomfortable gonna hurt.
And then if you tense up, it hurts like hell.
Right. So,
you know, you really do need to take your time with that. On a penis, the frenulum, that's the connective area. If they're cut, it's still there, right?
The V-spot.
Yeah. That's really, really, really sensitive. Again, so that's another thing. Also, don't forget the perineum in both sexes. So that's the bit between either behind the balls and between the balls and the anus, or between the vagina and the anus. That area also you can stimulate, and that is very sensitive.
Colloquially called the taint.
The taint. Because it taint one and it taint the other.
Exactly.
Now, where in the country is that from? I love that.
I have no idea. I remember the first time I heard it was on HBO's show Weeds.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And he said, it taint butt and it taint balls. And that was the first time I heard it, so.
I love it. Right? So that's another area. Don't forget about that. Again, fingers, tongues.
Toys.
Teeth is harder. Toys are really good in that.
I dare you to try to bite my butthole.
It's not easy. Nails. Having one long nail then is nice. Scratching, a little scratch. Light scratches feel great. So whenever you're stimulating erogenous zones, like people often forget about that. Light scratches can feel really, really good. Got to test these things out. But yeah, toy is probably incredibly good in that area, just in terms of pressure and vibration. It will energize the whole area. It'll bring blood flow to the whole area, which means you'll be hotter. So that is definitely a superb area. Let's talk nipples a bit, because people forget.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is one people don't talk about a lot.
And it's the most obvious one. They're right there. And for both sexes, it can be erogenous. It is not always on, you know, for some men and some women. But I had a friend of mine once, and I told her, yeah, men's nipples are erogenous zones. And she went home and she was touching her husband on his, and apparently she had never touched his nipples before. He's like, what are you doing? Cut that out. She's like, that was bad advice. I'm like, we probably brought it out at the wrong time.
Yeah. And just, you know, like anything, if it's something that is new, you've got to take your time and remember that different pressures feel differently and at different times, just like you were saying earlier, Raylene, like, you know, if somebody's going on and on and on and on at something, for you, that's going to be like tapping out. For somebody else, they may need a really slow approach and it may take them a really long time. So you've got to communicate with your partner and be observant.
Right.
When nipples start to stiffen, it's very helpful. Again, your nipples can be soft and you can still be enjoying the stimulation.
True.
So they don't always stiffen, you know. I remember a guy when I was a teenager, and he's like, oh, you're obviously not enjoying yourself because your nipples aren't erect. And I was like, they don't get erect very often and they're very unpredictable. What makes you think I'm not enjoying myself? Well, you know, that's what it says in the book. You have to have erect nipples.
Okay. Did it also tell you in the book that sometimes they're erect when you're cold and you're not stimulated at all?
Yeah, apparently not, right? People forget all of these things.
Yeah, the nipples, a pinch, a bite, a lick, a chew, rubbing palms across it, right? You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Sometimes pressing down, binding on them is really hot. For other people, not at all. Remember that there are some people whose nipples don't have any sensation because they've had surgery of one type or another. Mm-hmm. So if a trans man has top surgery, their nipples may not have sensation.
That's true. I was just thinking a woman who has breastfed four kids. You're like, you know what? I could set these things on fire and not notice it.
Right. So somebody who's, yeah. So sometimes because for overuse, they're not. And if a woman's had breast cancer and had reconstruction, the nipples might not have any sensation. Or if you've got implants, they might not have any sensation. So it isn't a guarantee. But for a lot of people, nipple stimulation is really hot. For some people, it's too intense. It's really funny. There are some people some guys would be playing with their penis. Fine. You touch their nipples and it's like, oh my God, no, that's too much. It's too much.
Really?
Yeah. So, okay. So where we are now, we are 4 minutes till close, believe it or not. So how can people find you if they would like to see the things that you are doing?
All right. So I have a podcast called Stand Up Comedy Sex Ed Podcast. It's the Stand Up Comedy Sex Ed Podcast. If you don't put in the, you will not find it. My website is standupcomedysexed.com or raylenetaskoski.com because I'm a speaker, I'm a comedian, and I'm a consultant for sex toy companies. So that's how you can find me.
Cool. And so if you are enjoying the show and you want more, head over to the A to Z of sex.com and fill in the opt-in there, which will get you a couple of excerpts from the forthcoming book, A to Z of Sex Part 1. Also, if you want to be the first to get content, if you want to be able to ask me questions whenever you feel like it and expect to get an answer from me, join my Facebook group. I do an Ask Me Anything there once a month, and we also do other events in the group. There's a lot of good interaction, and it is an easy way to have access to me. That is facebook.com/groups and then /Dr. Lori Beth Bisbee, because the group is aptly called Dr. Lori Beth Bisbee's membership group. We are running a membership drive at the moment, and if you join and you bring two friends with you, you will get a special exclusive piece of content. So if that appeals to you, go ahead. And also, please leave reviews. You'd be surprised how few people bother to actually write them and how important they can be. And we do various drives for reviews. So if you leave a review, you're likely to get a gift from me. I hope you all stay safe this week, but have loads of fun. And I look forward to seeing you next week. That's all from me for now.